With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says there's no appetite by Congress to delay the November election. Yesterday, President Donald Trump mused on Twitter about delaying the election. The president does not have the authority to move the date of an election. Rounds says he thinks the president was expressing a concern about the timeliness of mail-in voting.
I think the most important part is I like the way we do it in South Dakota, where you can send out the request for ballots, but then you still have to show that you're going to make darn sure that individuals that are actually requesting the ballot itself are signed up. They are members of the party, as they say they are. They've signed up in South Dakota. And then, you know, and I like the way that South Dakota did that by having a copy of your, a picture copy of your photo ID that you could send in or email in either way. And I think that was very, very well done.
South Dakota's lone U.S. House Representative Dusty Johnson is also weighing in on the president's question to move Election Day. Johnson says that would seriously jeopardize the legitimacy of the election. He says federal, state, and local officials must work to ensure Americans can vote safely, whether by voting early or on November 3rd. The South Dakota State Medical Association is opposing both cannabis ballot questions. They're crafting the opposition statement, which will get featured on the general election ballot. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
One ballot question legalizes medical marijuana. The other also legalizes recreational marijuana and industrial hemp and places them in the state constitution. The State Medical Association says voting no on those ballot questions maintains that marijuana is a hazardous drug and a public health concern. They say the use of marijuana for medical purposes carries safety risks by circumventing the Food and Drug Administration approval process. Dr. Benjamin Aker is the president of the State Medical Association.
There is the recreational side of things with all the risks to the use of that and dangers of the reaction time going down. And then there's the medical side of things. You know, if you're looking to have medical marijuana, then you really ought to be thinking about the research that's been done. And does that research tell us that this drug is beneficial but also has low side effects? And we don't think that it meets those two criteria.
Marijuana is considered a Schedule I drug by the federal government. 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. The number of states that have legalized marijuana for medical use is much higher. Melissa Mentley is the president of New Approach South Dakota, which is sponsoring Initiated Measure 26. Mentley says it's sad the State Medical Association opposes the medical marijuana ballot question. She says medical marijuana programs across the country are well received in the 33 states that have legalized it.
A policy that has not been repealed or attempted to be repealed in any of those states, it's working quite efficiently. It would give our doctors in our state a tool for the toolbox to help treat our most sick patients.
Mentley says a no vote on Initiated Measure 26 will ensure suffering and sick patients remain criminals in the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Police and probation officers in 23 counties across South Dakota will soon get equipped with tablet computers to connect people in mental distress to mental health professionals. The South Dakota pilot program was spearheaded by Supreme Court Chief Justice David Gilbertson. He says it could revolutionize a criminal justice system that sees a constant flow of people with mental health problems. Avera Health and Sheriff's offices will partner for the next year on the initiative. The program is funded through $1 million from the Helmsley Charitable Trust. It will send 117 iPads to 18 sheriff's offices and probation officers in 8 counties. President Donald Trump signed an executive order last year that established the Operation Lady Justice Task Force to directly address missing and murdered American Indian and Alaskan Natives in tribal communities. Recently, the administration unveiled its plan to open 7 cold case task force offices across the country to shed some light on the crisis happening in Indian country. SDPB's Richard Tubles has more.
Earlier this week, the president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump, along with Secretary of Interior David Bernhardt, were in Bloomington, Minnesota to unveil the first of seven cold case task force offices dedicated to solving missing and murdered Native Americans and Alaska Native cases. There are more than 1,400 unresolved Native American and Alaska Native missing person cases, according to the FBI. These offices will be staffed with a variety of law enforcement personnel from the FBI, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Tribal Law Enforcement, Operation Lady Justice Task Force partners, and offices of the U.S. attorneys. The task force allows top federal officials to coordinate with tribal governments to come up with strategies to address the crisis. These offices will collect and manage data across jurisdictions, establish multi-jurisdictional cold case teams, improve response to investigative challenges, as well as define the roles, authorities, and jurisdiction for those involved. The other cold case task force offices will be located in Rapid City, Billings, Montana, Nashville, Tennessee, Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Anchorage, Alaska. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.
State health officials say the number of COVID-19 cases have doubled to 61 at Camp Judson in Keystone. This comes as the State Department of Health is investigating the youth camp in the Black Hills this week. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says the coronavirus outbreak at the camp increased among campers and staff.
We have 6 individuals who have recovered out of now 61 total cases of COVID-19 among campers and staff. We've had an age range of cases that extend from the age group 5 to 9 years through individuals who are 40 to 44 years.
Clayton says 75% of those identified with positive cases are teens. He says symptoms range from cough and fever to gastrointestinal symptoms. There are no hospitalizations or deaths reported so far relating to the cluster. According to the State Department of Health, more than 1/8 of the state's total number of positive cases are between 0 and 19 years of age. South Dakota health officials report one person has died of methanol poisoning after ingesting hand sanitizer containing methanol. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says 2 other people are hospitalized with methanol poisoning. The Food and Drug Administration is warning people not to use certain alcohol-based hand sanitizers due to the dangerous presence of methanol or wood alcohol. It can be toxic when absorbed through the skin. It's life-threatening when ingested.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.